Blog Talk Radio.
Johnson, and Dr. Reggie is just a little busy this morning, but he'll be checking in with us after his delivery. We had an early morning delivery, so I'm so sorry that we were late getting on this morning, because we're in a powerful lesson, and I just couldn't miss you guys. But I want to welcome you to Circles of Prosperity. We have Gloria Wells in our chat room. I don't know if we have any people in chat room. When I was trying to log on, I could see people in the queue here, but they hung up before I could get connected. But we're here, guys. We're here. I hope you are feeling as wonderful and fabulous as I am this morning, because I am so energized. We have such a great lesson that we're moving through, and I'm just enjoying it so much. And you know, sometimes when you're kind of down and out and life is really giving you challenges, you really forget who you are. And I can tell you that I've been in that place. You know, I was a little down and out, having a little challenge in life, and I really kind of forgot who I am, who I truly am, the essence of my being. And to go back and read these words and to share them with you, it just reawakened my spirit and lifted me up. And now I'm out here and I'm doing battle with joy and just loving every minute of it. So maybe I'm being a little selfish, huh, teaching you this, because it was what I needed to hear to be uplifted. I'm going to go ahead and start with an opening prayer. I sure miss Dr. Reggie with those loving words, but I will do a short opening prayer. Heavenly Father, Mother God, thank you. Thank you so much for waking us up this morning. Thank you for the beautiful design of creation. Thank you for empowering us to create the joy that we want in our lives and for everything that we need to come to us simply by the way we think. It all begins with just our thought. What a brilliant design. We're so grateful. Thank you for awakening our hearts and our minds to remember who we are in you, in that divine energy, in that source energy. Thank you. And we will move forth on this beautiful planet and continue to experience every part of our life, every spectrum of experience, from good to bad, because we know there is no such thing as good or bad. It just is. Life just is. And we move forth because of this awakening and this new awareness of who we are. We can move forth with joy, embracing every moment of this amazing opportunity to live and experience planet Earth. And so it is. Yes, and so it is. So I just want to roll back a little bit to give you a gentle reminder that we're talking about the non-physical you that you came from, which is called a source energy, which we refer to as God, but we're not going to say God anymore. We're going to just say source or energy, but you know me, I will mention God, because we were trying to move past that physical image, the image and the belief system of what we think God is, and try to have a more expanded awareness of that energy, which we call God. So we're talking about the non-physical you, which is part of source energy that thought and projected itself onto the physical plane into a body. So you came here full of knowledge, full of your spirit, awareness of your spiritual being. And you eagerly understood several things. One is that you would be in a physical body, that you would be focused in a physical body, because it's your way to move around. It's like your spacesuit on planet Earth. You would be living amongst a wide variety of contrast. So there would be different cultures, there would be different experiences for you, different foods. Everything is going to be contrast. So you can pick and choose what makes you happy. And the contrast that you would be living would stimulate new ideas of improvement and expansion in you. Listen, you cannot change the world. You can only change you. And by changing you, you have an impact on the world. Do you understand that? You see, all of these great people that we look at and look up to who have done magnificent things, they didn't go about trying to change the world. They went about going about things that they were passionate about, improving themselves, digging more to discover something else. And we're just the beneficiaries of it. That's a secret there. Okay, the last comment that they make is that the broader non-physical part of you, that means your inner being, that part of you that is connected to source energy, that part that is connected to God, will embrace these new ideas fully and will literally become their vibrational equivalent. That means a person like Albert Einstein was so involved in the discovery of atoms and how atoms functioned that science, he was just totally immersed in it until he became a vibrational match with it, and then the awareness came that he shared with everyone, the enlightenment came that he shared with everyone. The same with artists. Everybody in life has accomplished great things. They brought them in because they had a vibrational match. Now, what does it mean to say a vibrational match? It means when you connect with your belief, and your belief is just so perfect. There's absolutely no air in there for doubt or fear. And then what happens? And you are in connecting to source, your higher self, your inner being, that which we call God, look out. And so yesterday I was sharing with you that when that whole process happens, you move into what? You move into instant manifestation. There's very little time between the time you have the thought and the time that you manifest. So can't you see that the more you read this, the more you understand it, the more you claim your affirmations that you and the source energy are one, and that you know whatever you think you talk about and whatever you talk about is going to come about, that you can have instantaneous manifestation as well. So we're breaking it down a little bit further for you. Thought always precedes manifestation. Thought always precedes manifestation. In the creation of everything that exists, thought comes first. Thought comes first. Everything that you see around you was once a thought or an idea, a vibrational concept that matured into what you call physical reality. So when standing on the furthermost expanded age of any creation, it is not possible to see back far enough to comprehend its beginning. But everything that exists in what you see as your reality or manifested form was at one time just an idea. That was a thought. And thought upon long enough that by the law of attraction, it reached a maturity in which you now behold it. Nothing exists that is outside of this process of creation. You want to know how to build a house? Imagine it first. See it in mind first. Oh, isn't this a beautiful plot of land? Oh, my God, look at the trees. You know, if I just remove just a few of those trees right there around that beautiful pond, that beautiful body of water, oh, I can see. I could put a ramp out by into the water, and I can put a boat there, and I can just go out in the middle of my little lake, and I can fish, and I can meditate. And then when I look back across the land, oh, I can see this nice house. Oh, and it's pink and white, because I love pink, of course. And it's got this wonderful wraparound porch. And I can hear the birds just chirping right there and the breeze, gentle breeze. And you know what? I think I'll put an old-fashioned well on the left side over here and put a fence around this area. And I can see where I will plant my flowers and stuff. Wow. Okay, let me go find an architect and bring them out to this plot of land so that they can see my vision. And you know, I think I want my kitchen in the front of the house because I want to be able to look out on that on the lake and see the lake as I'm washing dishes or cooking, and so that I am connected with nature as I'm preparing food for my family. That is how it begins. A thought. That is the creation process. Now, look at the difference. Oh, where am I going to get the money? This is a great place of property to build a house, but it'll never happen. I'll never make enough money to make that dream come true. A thought. What are you thinking? You want to change your life? What are you thinking? Creation begins with the thought. So your planet was conceived from the non-physical realm long before that which you call human walked upon it. And as that non-physical focus from what human calls what humans call source was cast upon the idea of it, your wondrous leading edge time-space reality was created. So first there is thought. Not there was. First there is thought. And as more thought is offered to any subject, the meaning the more you think about it, that thought begins to take form until there is manifestation of that which humans call reality. So not unlike the creation of the planet itself, as you stand in your physical bodies as manifested extensions of that which you call source, you continue the creation of your planet and the life upon it through your thought. So as you know what you do not want, you know more clearly what you do want. And so an improved idea is born from the contrast you are living. As you sift through the details of your life experience day by day and moment by moment, you radiate a constant barrage of vibrational offerings. And we like to refer to those as rockets of desire. It's like fireworks going off inside of you all day long. with each vibrational rocket of desire, that source within you, the source from which you have come, the source still focused on the non-physical perspective, focuses intently upon your newly expanded version of life, and it becomes it. And as this never-ending process just continues from you living life and coming to new and improved conclusions about what you desire at both spoken and unspoken levels, that broader non-physical part of you expands. The God in you expands. You know, this is so simple, but we've been trained completely opposite of the truth of our being. Can you see it now? Are you seeing it now? We have been trained so differently. So now we have to retrain ourselves, and that makes it seem to be hard, but it is very simple. I just need to change what I think. And I need to say it until I believe it. I need to think it until it becomes a belief. I need to think it until it becomes a belief. I need to think it until it becomes a belief. It can't get any simpler than that. And we can control what we think about, which means we can control what we believe, which means we can control our experience. We were designed that way. We were designed that way. It is our natural being. It's just that we're working against us. And we have so much information pouring into us in this century that's coming from every which way. We listen to other people's opinions. We watch television and see these images of an imaginary life in commercials. If I had this product, if I had that product, not to say that any of it is wrong, but is it the thing that will bring you joy? Is it really what will bring you joy? Deep down inside, when you were 8 or 9 or 10 years old, there was something that you wanted to do. And somehow you allow the world to convince you that you can't do it. It was your choice. It was your choice. You know what hit me some years ago when we study history, his story, whoever he is, but history, when we study history, I was always intrigued with that part of our history that we call slavery. And the reason, what was so amazing to me, because there was, every year we would have Black History Week, this one week that we could study the whole history of Black people in this country, which is amazing, right? So a whole week. Now they've expanded it to a month. But listen, knowing our history as African Americans would take more than a month. But I veer off here. That's not what's important. Anyway, I was always intrigued that during such a difficult time in this culture of slavery, A, that people could survive, that they somehow suppressed their anger and still found time to love one another and to even love the people that they worked for. That intrigued me. The second thing that intrigued me, that there was always somebody who broke the bonds of slavery and went on to do great things. How did that happen? I used to say, how did they break out of it? You see, this, it was a thought. It began with a thought. Despite all the circumstances around them, their thought was bigger than their circumstances. They created new circumstances for themselves to break out of that bondage and then go on. They were not going to be defined by their circumstances. And they didn't, those, if you read their a lot of their biographies, you will see that there was not this anger or this hatred. As a matter of fact, they wanted to reach back and help as many as they could come into the awareness. They, listen, you are free in mind. And if you clear your mind, you can make it. And stay in love. I look at, even though Martin Luther King was not born in slavery, if you look at him and his message, it was all about nonviolence, which equals and means love. He offered no resistance. The reason the civil rights movement was so successful was because, despite all the ugliness that was being spewed forth, those people stood not in anger. They did not fight back. They stood firm with no resistance, which equals and means they stood in love. They stood in love as hoses were they were being hosed down with water from fire hoses and dogs yapping at them. They stood in love. On a powerful movement. And, you know, it didn't just happen here. It happened in India as well. But it all began with a thought. And because they thought that they had to fight against something or to stand in their peace, then they went through all of the drama of it. But they did overcome, did they not? And I thank God for that. So listen to this. Your hopes and your dreams and your intentions and your ideas for improvement are held for you in a sort of vibrational escrow. And that escrow account, if you will, is held for you, and it's tended for you and nurtured for you, and it's waiting for your withdrawal from it. So that dream you had at 10 years old or 9 years old of that thing that you wanted to do, it is still held in your savings account, your dream savings account. They call it your escrow account, which means it's available there for you. It has value, and it has gained even more value. All you have to do is withdraw. So now what is actually happening, let's see, not only is it being held for you, but the larger part of you has already become it and is constantly and eternally calling the physical part of you towards it. In other words, you know how they say God is always knocking at your door? That's what they're talking about. They're saying all the things that you desire, the life that you are seeking, that which you are seeking is seeking you. The source that you come from is seeking you. It's like you're the little tiny drop of water. If you put some water on your countertop and put your finger in the middle of it, and it splits up into pieces. And if you just lightly touch one of the little bubbles, it'll move towards the bigger piece. It'll just move towards it because it's of like kind. So that like kind, you are of like kind with Source, which equals and means God. You are of like kind, and it's pulling towards you. Join me, join me, join me, join me. We're much more powerful when we're joined together. Don't stay off in that little puddle by yourself. Yes, that Source energy is knocking at your heart. Your desire begins where? In the heart. You can feel the emotion. Oh, my God, how wonderful I would feel to be this wonderful ballet dancer or this incredible artist. Or, oh, can you imagine the stories I could tell and how I would write them, and I would be this famous writer and everyone would read my stories and just absolutely love them. God is knocking at your door. Those desires, is God knocking at your door? I want to express like this. Please open your heart. Please have the courage to move into this dream. Oh, I want to do magnificent things and experience these things in and through you. We can do it. I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. Christ is an energy. It's the aligned energy of ego and the inner being, which is source. Oh. All that is happening is that that source energy is calling for you to come and get it. Come and get what you have, your rocket of desire. I've been working on it for you. Come on and get it. Experience it. Let's do it together. So now what is actually happening is that that physical you is being called forward by the non-physical you for the completion of the idea that you have given birth to. And in its purest non-resisted form, that calling feels to you like passion. It feels like enthusiasm. Why do you think we tell you all the time, move in your joy? Because that means you are connected to your higher self, to your inner being, to source energy, equal in meaning God. You are connected when you're in your joy. It's the highest vibration, joy. And so now, the most important question is what? Are you letting you join the newly created, the newly expanded version of you? Are you going to break out of that bondage of fear and doubt? Are you going to continue to look at the circumstances that you've already created that are not serving your highest good and believe what you see? Or are you going to open yourself to that wonderful power that's surging through you that came to this planet to experience nothing but joy, joy, joy? And begin to create a new experience filled with joy, filled with passion, filled with enthusiasm. That's a big question, isn't it? That's one heavy little question. Oh, man. The answer to that all-important question lies in the way that you feel. Because the better you feel, the more you are allowing that connection. And the worse you feel, the more you are disallowing or resisting that connection. So when you feel love and when you feel joy, or if you feel any kind of positive emotion, you are literally being the expanded version that life has caused you to become. And when you feel fear, or when you feel anger, or when you feel despair, or any negative emotion, you are not. In this moment, by virtue of whatever it is that you are giving your attention to, allowing yourself to be that new expanded version. The expanded version equals and means what? The version that is connected to inner being. The version that is connected to source energy, which equals and means God. That is the expanded version of you. You are not letting yourself keep up with who you have become. If you are in misery, if you are angry, if you are fearful and you are in doubt, you're just missing the mark. You're not quite putting that dart in the right place in the center. You don't have a bullseye yet. when you're moving in your joy, despite everything that's going on in your life. And I'm going to tell you, I can testify to you that I have had drama come up in my life that was devastating to other people. And I look around at Reggie and I go, oh, my God, you know what has happened? We're going through all this mess. Listen, my husband was ill. I got laid off. I can tell you the stories. I was laid off. I was making six figures and lost my job. My husband turned around and had a heart attack. And not only that, he had kidney failure. So there's a whole new expression of life that we have to move through. And then we had financial trouble. So the reason I can tell you story after story. But through all of it, I have been joyous. I never once said, oh, this except for maybe losing my job. I did get upset there. But I fought it. I didn't fight. That's not the right word. I knew that I had to change the way I was thinking, and I passed it through the way I was thinking. And you know how I did it? I got up every morning with my husband, and we would do just what we're doing right now with each other. That's how Circles of Prosperity started. So can I look back on my life and say, ooh, that was a mess. That was horrible. I hate it. No. It brought me to you. The expanded me is here now with you, giving you the same information that I was given and fed to get through my troubled times with my husband. And we came out on the other side more loving, more determined, more passionate, more, I mean, these principles we've been into for over 30 years, both of us, but they are living energy inside of us now. A big difference than the intellectual understanding. Oh, yes. What you think about, you talk about, and what you talk about, you bring about. But, baby, it's very different now. I'm telling you, it all begins with your thought. And then your thought emerges into a belief, and that belief starts coming through your tongue. You are speaking the word. You are prophesying over your life. You are creating as you speak. Because it's what you think about, and then you talk about it, and then it manifests. Amen? Yes, it's a big difference. This is how I survived. So I'm talking to you from my passion and from my enthusiasm for the truth of knowing who we are and the gifts that we have been given. Oh, And I, if you hear anything in my voice, I just go, please wake up, because don't waste this energy. Don't waste it. Don't use it against yourself. Use it to uplift yourself, because when you're uplifted, all of humanity is uplifted, and you have no idea what it's doing throughout the cosmos. More importantly, that energy, which we call God, it expands from the experience. Ah. Don't you love it? Hey, if you had a good time this morning with me this morning, you have to press 1. Just press 1. You know what? I need to hear your voice. I need to know I'm not talking to, you know, I'm staring at my computer and I'm looking at people in the queue and I just imagine you out there, but I want to hear your voice this morning. Good morning. 2345, you're on the air.
Good morning. This is Gloria. Good morning. And I'm just checking in to let you know that I'm feeling your energy this morning. And absolutely, I'm beaming with the truth of what you're saying there this morning. And I just love it.
Thank you.
I just typed in the chat room to count it all joy is what that sums up to, basically, in a few words. Count it all joy all the time.
Joy all the time. Amen. Thank you so much. I can't get in the chat room this morning. It's just, I've got just a little rotating thing here, so I don't even know who's there. I love you so much. Stay on the line as we go through and say hello, okay? I'm going to leave
you. Right.
Good morning. 659. Your number, Cody.
Good morning, my sister. How are you?
I'm fine. I remember your number now.
Huh?
And I am remembering your number for you now. How are you?
No, I just wanted to thank you. So that's a powerful message, one that I really needed to hear and internalize and practice it.
Amen.
Because I won't even speak anything negative. That's just what I have to do on a continuous basis. And know that what I think about, I bring about, and it's my reality, whether it's good or bad. Sometimes you talk about losing your job and everything else, and Dr. Reggie got sick and everything. Well, I'm kind of going through something similar to that, but the advantage he had you. And my circumstance is nobody here but me, you know, and it gets overwhelming, you know. It gets overwhelming, you know. And
Cody, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. I was saying you have me too.
I have two?
You have me too.
Yeah. Yes, I know I do. Yes, I know I do. And I thank God for you. But, you know, I got it. Can you hear me?
I can. I don't think you can hear me. I'm just going to let you talk. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, all I wanted to say is I don't want to take up too much time, but it was a powerful message. But I have to say that when you're by yourself and you don't have that encouraging word or somebody saying, baby, it's all right and everything like that, I have to admit that's a contributing factor. And when you don't have that and you're going through, like, losing your job, your health issues, et cetera, you know, that's why I told you this is my time to find me a helpmate, because this is, you know, two can do it better than one. And that's basically what I want to say.
Okay. You know what? I have a lot to say to you, but I'll say it tomorrow because I just want to hear from other people today.
Go ahead. All right, thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Love you.
Love you.
Good morning. 864.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you this morning?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Doing good.
Yeah, my name's Pam. I come into your show almost every day when I can, and I look forward to every teaching that you do, because I have been learning a lot from you, and I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Where are you calling from, sweetheart?
Rochester, New York.
Well, the hurricane badly, or did it get through?
No, we just lost, like, sorry, I'm sick here. My voice is starting to go. We lost, like, two big branches off our tree in the backyard, but it was, like, really, really windy here. So we had to, like, secure our garbage can, you know, things that we had out in the yard and stuff like that, because the wind was pretty bad.
Well, I'm glad you guys were safe.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you.
That's all I had to say, so I will let you go.
Yeah. I love hearing from you guys. Listen, I have 30 seconds. 3691, you're on the air.
It's Susie, and I am with you, Cynthia.
Man, hey Susie, thank you so much. All right,
you are
guys.
Awesome and fired up this morning.
Fired up. All right, guys, we're getting ready to close out. I'm just going to say a simple prayer. Thank you, God, for everything. And we move in our joy today. You guys have a great day.